So the first pillar of Islam is the Shahada, the testimony of faith. The second pillar of Islam is the prayer. The third pillar of Islam is referred to in Arabic as Zakah. And Zakah is an almsgiving or a charity that the wealthy give to the poor on an annual basis. After we have established our connection with Allah, we now need to establish our connection with our fellow man. The word zakah in Arabic is an interesting word. It has a couple of root meanings. One of them is to cause something to grow and increase. Another one is to purify. So let's look at the religious significance behind these linguistic meanings. When we talk about purification, we believe that giving this charity is a purification for our wealth. If we earn the wealth in a way in which we wronged others, for example, then it's important that we purify our wealth. It also is a purification for the heart and soul, so that the one who is wealthy doesn't feel arrogant and proud. They know that this was a gift from Allah that He's given to them, and He commands them to give a portion of that gift to others who don't have as much. It's important that they feel compassion and mercy to those that are less fortunate, and that they are willing to be generous with them and to help them in their time of needs. It's a purification of the heart and soul for the needy person, who may feel some jealousy, some hatred, some animosity towards the one who has more, and they feel angry and upset. Why does that person have more and I have less? When they see that their brother is willing to give them, they remember that this is the gift that Allah has given to whomever He pleases, but their brothers and sisters did not forget about them and are willing to support them and help them. Now, the zakah is not like a tax. When we think about tax, we are all eager to minimize the amount of tax we have to pay. We will go to lawyers and accountants, and we will find every way to pay the least amount of taxes possible, and we will find every legal loophole to reduce the amount we have to pay. But when it comes to zakah, the believer gives it willingly, gives it, and they love to give it. They are ready to round up and to give more, not to round down and to give less. How much do we need to give in zakah? It's a fraction compared to any tax system in the world. We give 2.5% on our wealth. There are certain other types of wealth where different portions would be given, such as agriculture or livestock and so on. But when it comes to our money and our property, then we would give 2.5% of the amount we own if what we own for an entire year is above a certain threshold, and that is the value of 85 grams of gold. So whatever the value of that amount is in your locality at that current time, then if you have above that amount, you would be from those who is eligible and required to pay this charity to the needy. The charity is given to certain categories of people, from those who are less fortunate and in need, and it can be given by the person directly to them, or it can be given through an organization or an institution if one exists in your locality. This is a very important action, because Muslims believe that giving charity also brings blessings. As we mentioned, one of the meanings of the word zakah is that it causes something to grow or increase. A person will say, when I give charity, I've reduced the amount of money I have. How does it cause something to grow and increase? The reality is, we believe that there are blessings, and blessings can cause a little to go a long way. If Allah blesses your wealth, you can do more with it than someone else. Someone who's not blessed in their wealth may be afflicted with calamities that cause them to have financial losses. A person may be missing out on opportunities that could have brought them more financial prosperity. So when a person is generous and gives, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said their wealth will not be decreased. And in actuality, it will be increased, because Allah will bless them and will give them more in this life, and more importantly, will give them more in the hereafter.